Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are celebrating 90 years of proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ on Worldwide KFUO. You can check out the photos on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFUO Radio. Gary's been doing a great job of pulling up some great photos from all of our history here at Worldwide KFUO. And during the 1 o'clock hour, you can join him for special music. He's going to share some music from the KFUO Radio Choir archives. So join him during the 1 o'clock hour, 1 to 2 Central here on Worldwide KFUO. Enjoy some of that music. Well, joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend James Tino. He's president of ALMA, Association of Lutheran Mission Agencies. Good morning, Pastor Tino.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning. Tell us about what is ALMA, Association of Lutheran Mission Agencies. What is it all about?
Well, the Association of Lutheran Mission Agencies is an organization that's intended to equip, resource, and network organizations, Lutheran organizations that are involved in mission in some way. So our mission statement is actually to connect and equip Lutherans for God's mission. So what we try to do is provide that through providing opportunities for networking and encouraging relationships between mission organizations that will extend beyond the moment of meeting, where organizations can actually work together and find ways to work together to better accomplish their mission, whatever that may be.
Well, very good. What kinds of what types of agencies are a part of ALMA?
Well, right now we have 65 different Lutheran organizations that are involved, and they range from local things that work just in a particular community or area or state to ones that have quite a broad scope and work internationally. So, for example, the biggest organization that's a part of ALMA would be Lutheran Hour Ministries. And then a small one, or a smaller one, might be something like Alaska Mission for Christ. So these are generally independent in the sense that they're run, you know, by their own director and their own board, independent organizations that have seen a need or just have a heart for ministry in a particular area, region, or with a people group and have decided to do something about the need that they saw.
Well, very good. And what are some of the things that ALMA is up to? You have a conference coming up in the near future, correct?
Yes, we do. We have our conference. Our annual conference is always at the end of January, and this year it's January 29th and 30th. It'll be held in St. Louis and at the Crown Plaza Hotel, the St. Louis Airport Hotel. And we've got a lineup of some great speakers. We have keynote speakers, a banquet, and then a number of sectionals that are intended to both network and equip people who find themselves leading or working with mission organizations of some kind. So, for example, we always feature things on development, fundraising. We have, for several years, had Don Miller from the Zielinski Companies come on board and teach us how to better do that. And social platforms like Facebook and whatnot, we always have something that focuses on that area as well to give people some tools. And then other interest areas, we have people from just all different kinds of areas of interest that will be speaking at sectionals. So it's really a great opportunity for people to find out what ALMA is all about.
So this is a conference that's open to anyone then?
It really is. Most of the members are mission agencies of some kind, but not all of them. Mm-hmm. We also are trying to encourage congregations and even individuals to come and connect. We found that to be really something that's needed. It's kind of a hot-button issue right now in the LCMS is the relationship between institutions and agencies, mission agencies. And a lot of our mission organizations are really trying to navigate kind of that new world of mission. It used to be, I think, in centuries past, that pretty much all mission work was done at a very local agency level. And then over time, and especially into the 20th century, that shift into more of a denominational model, where all kinds of mission work was done strictly through the denomination. And now it's kind of pushing back out, and districts can't do it all anymore and whatnot. And so, once again, smaller mission agencies are finding a niche, but negotiating that relationship with the larger institutional structures and with the world around us can prove challenging. And so ALMA is a type of forum where people can try to figure out exactly how God wants them to do this kind of mission.
With the advancements in technology over the last, last 50 years, we've really become more of a global society. How has that impacted mission agencies that are in, I think what you were describing, I think that brings that up. How does that impact mission agencies that are involved, that are part of ALMA?
Well, that's a great question. An example of that is right now, as I'm speaking to you, I'm sitting in my apartment in Santiago, Chile. my day job is I'm a missionary through my own organization, which is called Global Lutheran Outreach. I'm a missionary in partnership with the Lutheran Church of Chile. And so I'm in Santiago right now talking to you by phone. What that illustrates is that technology has shortened the distances. As president of ALMA, we do all our meetings virtually. And so the fact that I'm in Chile has not made that much of a difference, really, what I was doing before. Before that, I lived in Miami and met by the same virtual technology as I use now. What I think I've seen is that organizations that started with a very local focus quickly connect to a larger world than what they had originally imagined. For example, if a group or a congregation sees a need to work with an immigrant population within their city or their town, and perhaps the congregation handles the work, or perhaps a mission organization grows up out of the congregation that's specifically focused on that immigrant group, it's not going to take long until networks are formed back to the immigrant's home country. And a group that started out very local suddenly finds itself working internationally. So that's the kind of thing that this technology, the types of changes that it introduces.
So ALMA is made up of agencies that work here in the United States, but also around the globe, as you're in Chile.
That's
so
right.
They're all over.
They are. And some of our organizations that are members of ALMA are not headquartered in the United States at all. They started outside of the United States, but they found ALMA to be a potential place to network with a broader community of Lutherans that's broader in the sense of geographic. And so they've become members of ALMA. So we have, for example, some Sudanese groups that started in Sudan, and they're headquartered in Sudan, that are members of ALMA. I'd say about 50%, about half of the ALMA members have some international component to their ministry.
What's the area of focus, of mission focus for many of the agencies that are a part of ALMA?
Well, it's extremely broad. On our webpage, actually, where we have a connect page, that was we have one called Mission Agencies, and that's been our hardest page to put together in some kind of organized way. And we ended up doing it. You can choose three ways to find a mission agency: by focus category, by geographic area, or by alphabet. And so if you look at focus categories, for example, you would find a lot of agencies that work with children or youth, cross-cultural church planting of some kind that may be local with an immigrant group or in other countries, human care, which are mercy projects generally, leadership development. There's a lot of literature or literature production, Bible translation, those types of things. Some work with specific groups of immigrants, and then we've got some that work with short-term mission opportunities. For example, mission opportunities short-term is one of them, one of the organizations. We have Lead a Child, which is an organization that works providing education to people who normally wouldn't have access to that in countries around the world. Just all kinds of things. It's almost impossible to go through the list, but that's kind of how we're organizing it.
It is quite, looking through it, it's quite an exhaustive list. And so there are some that focus on, they each have their own different focus area, their mission focus. And mm-hmm. so it's not just one specific need that is met, but many needs, but ultimately all coming back to our need for the gospel, our need for forgiveness of sins in Jesus.
That's exactly right. I mean, it is a big, big world. Technology and the fact that we can see the news from around the world streamed by satellite into our TV sets in our living room gives us the illusion that the world is small. But once you get out there, it's just a huge, huge world. And what I like to say is it's a big world of mission. And if you can, through your organization, find a niche where you're interested and your passions and you just every day you wake up and you think, I'm excited to get going about what God has in front of me today, and work hard, then at the end of the day, that most important thing is that lost sheep that's found, that one person, that one soul, that through the efforts that you did, through your ministry efforts, came to hear the gospel, the good news, and the Holy Spirit worked faith in their hearts. There's nothing more rewarding than that, really. And I know from being parish pastor and being a missionary and the different things that I've done, it's easy to end up kind of sitting in front of a computer all day, getting bogged down with administrative tasks. But any pastor will tell you their greatest joy isn't the office work that they do. It's having the opportunity to proclaim the gospel and minister the sacraments. And in the same way, a layperson who's been involved in their church in any capacity, once they get an opportunity to share their faith, there's nothing like it. Worth that is introducing Jesus Christ to a world that's living in darkness.
And for those who are serving in that mission capacity, in those mission settings, to have this opportunity to convene, to gather together and encourage one another, hear some of the stories from their work out in the mission field, to have that opportunity in January, I'm sure is just a joy and delight, and to share it with others who are supporting them or would like to have the opportunity to support them. Tell us again about the conference coming up in January 2015, the 2015 National Alma Conference.
Thank you for creating a space for that. Our Alma National Conference is January 29th and 30th at the Crown Plaza Airport Hotel in St. Louis. Registration opens Thursday morning at 8 a.m. and the conference begins at 9 a.m. with devotions. We're going to have a combination of networking and inspiration for the people who come to the conference with a lineup of great keynote speakers and sectionals. We try to work hard to make the conference cost extremely affordable. And so if you are an Alma member, the conference cost is $110. And if you're not a member, then it's $150. And so what we do is we have a... if you would like to become a member and receive the discount on the conference registration fee, we do that. So you can become an Alma member, which your membership is good for a year, and register for the conference all in one fell swoop. And it's really a wonderful opportunity for people to discover what Alma's about for a very low cost. We have all the information on our website. It's www.almanetwork.org. That's www.almanetwork.org. And you'll see there's a conference tab. You can click on that. That gives you all the information. You can register online. In fact, we prefer the online registration. It reduces paperwork and office and whatnot. So, or you can also register by mail. But all the information is out there right now. Last year we had a great conference. We had over 100 people in attendance, and we're probably going to see quite an increase in that this year. We're looking for a big bump up. in attendees. As the word about Alma has been getting out, we've received quite a few inquiries already. So
very good.
We're looking forward to it.
We've been talking with the Reverend James Tino, President of Association of Lutheran Mission Agencies. Pastor Tino, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and God bless you.
Thanks. God's blessings to you and all the saints doing the work to bring the good news of Jesus around the globe. More His Time coming up in just a little bit, including our study of the daily New Testament reading right after this break.